أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما جعله الله إلا بشرى ولتطمئن به قلوبكم وما النصر إلا من عند الله إن الله عزيز حكيم. إذ يغشيكم النعاس أمنة منه وينزل عليكم من السماء ماء ليطهركم به ويذهب عنكم رجز الشيطان وليربط على قلوبكم ويثبت به الأقدام. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 10 and number 11 of Surah Al-Anfal. Ayah number 10 actually is a continuation of ayah number 9 that was not completed yesterday. In ayah number 9, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded this ummah of a great favor that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had bestowed upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made dua to Allah ta'ala on the time of Badr, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had responded with that dua that Allah ta'ala will assist Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the malaika. Allah Ta'ala here in ayah number 10 continues and says, وَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرًا وَلِتَطْمَئِنَّ بِهِ قُلُوبُكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not made this, the coming of the malaika, the answering of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nothing else but bushra, glad tidings. That is glad tidings obviously for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and number two, and for the ummah, وَلِتَطْمَئِنَّ بِهِ قُلُوبُكُمْ, and through it your hearts may be consoled. That the fact that you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to send down these malaika, then obviously one is the glad tidings, but then you are consoled with the fact that you are only 313, and on the other side, 1,000, you ill-equipped, they are fully equipped, insofar as the land and the position that you are in, you are at a disadvantage, and all of that. Now you know that this is going to happen, so your hearts become consoled, there is this tranquility, there is this strength in the heart. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَن نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ, and there is no nusrat, there is no help, إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ, but from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go through the world and call the whole world together, but nobody can help you if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not destine that help. So nasr, nusrat, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only comes down from Allah rabbul izzat and no one else. There is one question that may come into our minds, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala could have used other ways, other means of Allah's nusrat, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen to send down the malaika. In hiya illa sayhatun wahida fa'idha hum khamidun. Other people, other communities, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to destroy, in Surah Yasin for example, when Allah ta'ala wanted to destroy the community, the people, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear that we will not send down any army from the skies or from anywhere else. One screeching sound, فَإِذَا هُمْ خَامِدُونَ, and they were all extinguished. They were just all finished. So that could have also happened. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did it more so that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum will be consoled and they will remain firm and they will know and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help is coming down. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Certainly Allah ta'ala is aziz, Allah ta'ala is almighty. Allah could choose whatever means Allah ta'ala so desires, but at the same time hakim. The choices of Allah is always filled with wisdom. We do not understand those wisdoms. Now in the next ayat, ayat number 11, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about yet another great favor, two great favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and more especially the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. One is Allah ta'ala says, إِذْ يُغَشِّيكُمُ النُّعَاسَ أَمَنَةً مِّنْهُ. Remember that time, it is also worth remembering that when we cast upon you slumber, that is sleep in actual fact, أَمَنَةً, as a means of peace from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this very great favor, this very great ni'mat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had bestowed upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and more especially the Sahaba. We discussed yesterday that night when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was engaged in dua, that was on the one hand Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's engagement in dua. On the other hand, there was this grip of fear that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum or some Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had is what is really going to happen. We left now in pursuit of a caravan. That caravan has escaped. Now we are facing an army of 1,000. We ourselves have never prepared for this. And if we use our terms, even mentally, they are not prepared for it. They were prepared for something else. Physically, insofar as material means are concerned, there is no preparations. Obviously, Sahaba were always spiritually prepared for whatever taqaza requirement that may come ahead of them. But this concern, when they came now to Badr, they found that the Quraysh had the better spot and they were more advantageous insofar as the position that they had held at Badr. Now we are disadvantaged. What is going to happen? And this was now, if we may use the term, eating the Sahaba from inside. How is all of this going to unplay and what unfold and what is going to happen? And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at that particular time, Allah ta'ala had cast the slumber, the sleep over Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum as a means of aman, as a means of peace. And Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, all of them went into the sleep. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that with the exception of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gone into the sleep and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had removed them from that worry, that concern that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had had. Sahaba used to say that to sleep on the battlefield is a great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, knowing the consequences that comes down from Allah Rabbul Izzat. To sleep when a person is making Allah's ibadat, Allah's namaz, etc., that one, a person cannot call a means of aman or a means of peace from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those reasons will be different, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows Allah's great ni'mat upon the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Inshallah we'll continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.